USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many governors are arguing with the administration about whether there's enough testing for coronavirus available. The administration says it's up to governors to make it happen. But the governors say the testing isn't available. Vice President Mike Pence fighting back against those claims, saying yesterday morning,
"If states around the country will activate all of the laboratories that are available in their states, we could more than double that overnight."
Pence was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, you can expect more protests against coronavirus shelter-in-place orders this week. Demonstrations have been gaining momentum in recent days, with a lot of people taking to the streets in at least 20 major cities, calling on state governors to end the orders in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A gunman kills at least 16 people in Canada, including a mounted police officer, during a weekend rampage in Nova Scotia. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Certainly in excess of 10, but we don't have a final count, which is the reason why I'm not able to give specifics to that. It's in excess of 10. It almost certainly will be more than 10. How much more than 10, I do not know.
He says the suspected shooter is also dead. The man was identified as Gabriel Wartman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser.
Wall Street stocks down at the opening bell, the down by 450. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study shows that crime rate has dropped. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing 4 promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.